Each Tuesday morning at this time, we check the facts with PolitiFact Virginia. And joining us on the program again is reporter Sean Gorman. Hello, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
We have one item in the PolitiFact Virginia column to ask you about today. It involves Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf, a Republican representative from Northern Virginia. And an organization called Mayors Against Illegal Guns recently made a claim about Wolf, saying that he, quote, voted to allow terror suspects to buy guns. When you checked the facts on that, what did you find?
Well, the Mayors Group said the ad is based on a July 17th vote on an amendment in the House Appropriations Committee. Now, that amendment, offered by New York Democratic Congresswoman Nita Lowey, would have allowed the U.S. Attorney General to deny firearms transfers to anyone known or suspected of being involved in conduct relating to terrorism. Wolf voted against that amendment, which failed on a party-line vote. Now, the Mayors Group is focused on an omission in the nation's criminal background check system that's used to screen people buying firearms from licensed dealers. People are barred from buying a gun for a number of reasons, such as a felony conviction. But that ban does not extend to those who are on the FBI's terrorist watch list. The Bush administration back in 2007 asked Congress to pass legislation allowing the Attorney General to deny a firearms purchase or an explosive license to known or suspected terrorists. And legislation has been repeatedly introduced to accomplish that goal. That bill has been referred to the House Judiciary Committee, but has not come up for a vote. Now, Wolf is open to closing the so-called terror gap, but believes that thorny issues should be resolved in the Judiciary Committee, said Dan Scandling, Wolf's chief of staff. Now, the congressman's vote against the amendment reflected his dissatisfaction with the gotcha procedure of bringing it up in the Appropriations Committee, according to Scandling. Now, back in 2011, Lowey offered an identical amendment, and an article in the Hill newspaper said Wolf offered to work with Lowey to refine the amendment, but she rejected the offer. The Hill quoted Wolf saying he felt the amendment would have affected too many Americans and that he regularly helps ordinary constituents get off that terrorist watch list after they have been placed on it by mistake. The Mayors Group claim is an inflammatory statement suggesting Wolf put gun rights ahead of protecting the nation from terrorists, and it ignores Wolf's spurned offer to work with the sponsor to find a compromise that could keep guns away from suspected terrorists while protecting the rights of those who had been unfairly placed on the government's watch list. So he rated the claim half true.
Half true on the truth-o-meter, according to PolitiFact Virginia. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia.
Thanks, Wayne. Talk to you next week.
Right.